Dark Halos Discovered on Mercury, presented by Science at NASA. March 7, 2008. The surprises continue. Scientists going over the harvest of photos returned by MESSENGER's January 14th flyby of Mercury have found several craters with strange dark halos and one crater with a spectacularly shiny bottom. The halos are really exceptional, says MESSENGER science team member Clark Chapman of the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado. We've never seen anything like them on Mercury before, and their formation is a mystery. Consider the following image, which you can see by visiting the website science.nasa.gov. The two craters at the bottom of the frame are located in Mercury's giant Caloris Basin, a 1,000-mile-wide depression formed billions of years ago when Mercury collided with a comet or asteroid. For scale, the larger of the two is about 40 miles wide. Both craters have dark rims or halos, and the one on the left is partially filled with an unknown reflective material. Chapman offers two possible explanations for the halos. One, the layer cake theory. There could be a layer of dark material under the surface of Caloris Basin, resulting in chocolate-colored rims around craters that penetrate to just the right depth. If such a subterranean layer exists, however, it cannot be totally unique to the basin. We found a number of dark halos outside of Caloris as well, for instance, these two near Mercury's south pole. 2. The impact glass model. Thermal energy from the crater-forming impacts melted some of Mercury's rocky surface. Perhaps molten rock splashed to the edge of the craters where it resolidified as a dark, glassy substance. Similar impact melts are found around craters on Earth and the Moon. If this hypothesis is correct, future astronauts on Mercury exploring these crater rims would find themselves crunching across fields of tiny glass shards. Chapman notes that the Moon also has some dark haloed craters. Tycho is a prominent example, he says. But lunar craters tend to be subtle and or fragmentary. The ones we see on Mercury are much more eye-catching and distinct. The difference, Moon versus Mercury, may be gravity. Lunar gravity is low. Any dark material flying out of a crater on the Moon travels a great distance, spreading out in a diffusion that can be difficult to see. The surface gravity of Mercury, on the other hand, is more than twice as strong as the Moon's. On Mercury, debris can't fly as far. It lands in concentrated form closer to the impact site where it can catch the attention of the human eye. None of this explains the shiny bottomed crater. That is an even bigger mystery, says Chapman. Superficially, the bright patch resembles an expanse of ice glistening in the sun, but that's not possible. The surface temperature of the crater at the time of the photo is around 400 degrees Celsius. Perhaps it is another subsurface layer, bright mixed with dark. That would be the marbled layer cake theory. I haven't heard any really convincing explanations from our science team, he adds. We don't yet know what the material is, why it is so bright, or why it is localized in this particular crater. Fortunately, MESSENGER may have gathered data researchers need to solve the puzzle. Spectrometers on board the spacecraft scanned the craters during the flyby. The colors they measured should eventually reveal the minerals involved. The data are still being calibrated and analyzed, says Chapman. And if those data don't yield an answer? There are still two more flybys, one in October 2008 and one in September 2009, before MESSENGER enters Mercury orbit in 2011. In the fullness of time, we'll get to the bottom of this mystery, says Chapman, and probably many more mysteries yet to be revealed. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.